This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
I just looked outside and it's not snowing yet. That's pretty good. Welcome back. Coming in at hour number two. This is Lock and Load on a Friday night, a nice frosty Friday night. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. I was just on the phone with one of my sponsors. I had to clarify something with them. That's done. I got that done. So then, this portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo, a few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. The Cookie Man is watching that. Is that not the Pepperidge Farm Cookie Man. That Cookie Man, my local Cookie Man. Anyway, NRA is having a hard time with their outdoor show. And, I mean, they're having a hard time. The Harrisburg mayor tried to extort them to pay more to get police protection. Now they've got Comcast out there. They're ordering the NRA to remove images of firearms from two ads promoting its upcoming gun and outdoors mega show in Pennsylvania before it will air them a 1-2 punch in the First and Second Amendment. In an email to the NRA, Comcast did not explain why the split-second images of gun displays, now, not guys with guns or not kitted up boys or anything running around with guns, just guns, like on a case or something, from inside the Great American Outdoor Show held annually in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, simply told the nation's leading Second Amendment group to comply. They said, the good news, no big deal. We're just removing your manhood, but no big deal. The good news here is there's just some small tweaks that need to happen in order to run the schedules in all the markets we have set up for the Great American Outdoor Show, said Comcast of the two ads the NRA wants to run in 12 different TV markets in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia. Both ads submitted yesterday entitled Family and Exhibit will need to remove any and all images of rifles, shooting ranges, and handguns. When this is complete, our MCC Control Center Department and Legal Department will evaluate for approval, added Comcast. Each short ad promoting the huge week-long outdoor show include 5 split-second images of displays of guns or kids shooting at the range. The show, which will be held February 6th through 14th in the enormous Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex, is targeted at fans of shooting, fishing, and camping. Hundreds of guides and hundreds of equipment suppliers set up a show for some 200,000 attendees. It includes a shooting sports hall that takes up 1/3 of the space. Kyle Gilson, a spokesperson for NRA, said, anyway, you cut it. The shooting sports are a significant part of the show. Why shouldn't we be allowed to advertise for one of the Great American Outdoor Show's main areas? We designed an ad campaign to depict the events, activities, and sites people could expect to see at the Great American Outdoor Show. To remove a crucial aspect of the show from our ads would be a major disservice to people who may be interested in attending. We do not have plans to alter the ads at this time. Good for them. Good for them. Like I said, they were already in a controversy when the mayor demanded money from the NRA before allowing city police to work inside the show. Police were already being paid extra money by the NRA, but the city wanted more, and the NRA said no and instead gave its annual show donation to other area facilities. First Amendment. First Amendment is being attacked, not by us, not by Mike Pitts, Representative Mike Pitts of Lawrence and Spartanburg, not by us, no. First Amendment is attacked every day by the liberals. It's attacked because they don't want to depict something. Somehow or other, they believe that if they depict or keep you from depicting something, that they're taking something from you, like they're taking your power, taking your soul if they take a picture of you. They're taking your power if they keep you from showing imagery of a gun. Imagery. Should this surprise us? No, it shouldn't surprise us. In the United States today, a child can be a six-year-old. I remember being six. My first grade teacher was Mrs. Allen at Burnside Elementary School in Columbia, South Carolina. I could ride my bike to school back then. I didn't when I was six, but, you know, I went there for 5 years. I ended up riding my bike there. I remember a lot of things about being six. I don't remember getting out there and thinking, I wonder if I can chew a Pop-Tart into what some very imaginative idiot would interpret it to be a gun. Let's see. It never occurred to me to do that, to try to do that. I never had any notions or desires to be a school shooter at six. And the fact that they get out there and look at some of these six-year-old kids and lay this on them is pathetic. And this is the same thing. Imagery of a gun. When Fenty was the mayor of D.C., there was a billboard up with a gun on it, and he had that taken down. Somebody paid to have that up there. And, you know, whoever paid to have that up there, their rights didn't mean anything. I've heard, especially from D.C., the D.C. council has said, why should we care about the privacy rights of gun owners? Why should we care about that? You should care about it because we all have them. Because this is America, socialists, you communists. It's America. This is not what you think it is. You have not been anointed. You have not been... You know, you've not been given the key to the city. You're not in charge of everything. You're not in charge of my life. I hope that the NRA, what is this called again? That's all of these things anymore. They're just so wordy. You can't get out there and remember any of them. The Great American Outdoor Show. There you go. It's called the Great American Outdoor Show. I hope they have 500,000 people go through there. I hope they allow people to carry guns in there. There won't be any bad things happening. I mean, you can tell that's going to happen because here's the thing. There was a gun show here the other day here in the upstate of South Carolina. What was it, about 3 weeks ago? Nobody got shot at that gun show. There were guns all over the place. Ad copy. It's ad copy. We have to have PC ad copy. I remember when Tactical Response was one of my sponsors, and James Yeager was helping me write his ad, and I had to put in there, because we teach good people how to kill bad people. And I put that in there, and I ran that ad. I've still got a copy of it somewhere. Now, that's about as politically incorrect as you can get. I sure did enjoy playing that one. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
7,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. Welcome back. To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday night, a frosty Friday night. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Check them out indeed. All right. Now, in California, coming off of the San Bernardino shooting, we have California Assemblyman Mike Miguel Santiago. Shocker, he's a Democrat from L.A. He's pushing legislation to limit the purchasing ability of law-abiding citizens to one long gun a month. Now, handgun purchases in California have been limited to one per month since 1999. Now he wants to limit long gun purchases in the same way because of the San Bernardino terror attack. He said his goal is to prevent the stockpiling of long guns. Now, do you... Okay. It only takes one. Okay? When I was in the military, all right, we were issued a weapon. A weapon. We would go qualify with that weapon. We would carry that weapon in the field. There were reports that we had some reason we would be given brand new weapons if we had to go into combat. I never saw those stockpiled anywhere, so I don't know about that. But the thing I'm pointing out here is we had one gun, one weapon. And that part of it is very telling because we didn't get to get out there. I didn't get to, you know, when I went to the armorer, I didn't get to go, hey, listen, I really don't like this one of this color. Can I have another one? That's not the way that worked. It only takes one weapon. Quantity does not matter. It is not a matter of quantity. Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik, they use two long guns, which is not much of a stockpile. That means one per person. They were purchased by a straw purchaser who they have tracked down, and they are going to punish him. But, based upon this law, if it had been in place of Saeed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik, who was vetted by more than one of the vetting agencies, the intelligence agencies out there, if they had wanted to go and buy them themselves. Well, you know, Elliot Rogers had three handguns. He waited. He bought his one gun a month. He waited his 10 days. So, anyway. They had a bigger amount of homemade bombs than they had weapons. They had a handgun each and they had a long gun each. Okay, I don't know what's making the noise here. Maybe that's what it is. CNBC reported the couple left behind 12 pipe bombs in their apartment, and those did not include the bomb they planted at the scene of their attack. Courthouse News Service reports that Santiago's bill, Assembly Bill 1674, takes aim at guns. Shocker. Santiago worked with the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence and the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence to craft the bill. And neither group believes the bill unduly burdens law-abiding Californians because it still allows them to buy up to 12 guns a year. We'll tell you how many you can buy, you stupid individuals, you. Be happy we're letting you do that. Be happy we're allowing you to do that. On November 16th, approximately 2 weeks before the San Bernardino terror attack, Breitbart News reported, there is concern that a firearm-related terror attack on U.S. soil would be seized as an impetus for more gun control. The fact that Democrats and their allies in the gun control movement have proved impervious to evidence only solidifies the concern that a terrorist with an AR-15, this is their copy now, AK-15, whatever the hell that is, or a semi-automatic handgun would lead to calls to clamp down on gun sales in the country. Now, here's the thing, sports fans here on this one. This kind of thing is not going to prevent anything. is not going to prevent anything. This is just another rule for them to put in place as they move closer and closer and closer. And the fact, and I don't expect anybody to raise too much ruckus over this stuff, the fact that nobody's standing up and saying, this would have not made any difference. That doesn't mean that much to me, even though that's factual. Because this is California. California is California, the people of California. And there's 9 million gun owners in California. And why they don't matter is beyond me. I can't figure that part of it out. How all of these Democrats that want to grab guns, that can have the multi-automatic rounds and they've got the ghost gun somehow as a mystical implement of tool, you know, whatever. How all these guys get into office with 9 million gun owners in the state of California is beyond me. Seems like there would be 9 million gun owners in California represented by somebody. Not the case. Now, I know a lot of people that are in California. I was on the phone with one of them before I came back into this hour. And I hate that this happens in California. I do. At the same time, it's going to take the big earthquake to make a difference. It's going to take a big earthquake. Bill Hicks, late comedian, who I thought was hilarious, he was always talking about the big earthquake that was going to happen. He was buying a lot of land along the Arizona Las Vegas border because he was going to be investing in something that he knew one day down the road would be called Arizona Bay. When all of California fell into the ocean, which, you know, oh, the humanity, I don't want to see that happen. But California is a lot like Black America to me in a lot of cases, because the Californians somehow or other have put things into place where they are very slowly losing the Second Amendment altogether. Sort of like Black America sits back and thinks it's a perfectly smoking hot idea to abort themselves into extinction. Hey, that's what's happening. And California, I'm behind you. Please, how can I help you? What can we do? We'll be right back.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance, made in the USA. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. I about have that memorized finally. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo, a few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Need to write down a note. If you're going to talk on the mic, make sure it's off mute. There you go. Speaking of holsters. You never, ever, ever, ever want to have your gun taken away from you. Anyone trying to take your gun away from you may very well try to kill you with it, which is what I will assume if anyone ever tries to take my gun off of me. First, if someone wants to try to take your gun, then it's reasonable to assume they don't or can't legally have a gun themselves. Second, if someone goes for your gun, most likely the situation will meet all the elements needed for a justifiable use of deadly force. It doesn't mean you have to use lethal means. That's up to you as the modern-day pacifist, the modern-day Shaolin monk. But a wise person who trains in self-defense knows the 8 fundamentals to consider before using force. One of mine is if they're trying to take a gun and hurt me or somebody else, then I'm going to do something to them. Bad, bad something. Retention is one of the biggest reasons I am a fan of concealed carry. Open carry gives outsiders access to grab at your weapon no matter how good your carry system. No one can grab your gun if they don't know it's there. I do support open carry. I have not yet heard of, well, yeah, actually I have heard of people snatching guns off of people, but I do support it. I don't know if I would actually practice it. My choice is to carry concealed if I can. So, you know, here are three things to think about to maintain control of a gun. First, keep your gun in the holster. If somebody grabs for your gun, grab that arm. Fight them, bite them, whatever you got to do to get them to let go of it. Having a retention holster, level 1, 2, 3, makes it more difficult for someone to get to it. But depending upon the brand, make, and material, the entire holster may break, or someone could be able to pull off a round while the gun is still in the holster. There are several techniques designed to fend off an attacker. Some of them include going to the ground and laying on the gun. That is not what I am going to do. If they are trying to get a hold of my gun, I'm going to stop them. My first is to go to that hand or hands that's going to my gun. If they got two hands trying to go for my gun, okay, if I'm open carrying. They're not going to know it's there if I'm concealed carrying, are they? No. So I have to be open carrying. So I would be open carrying in a SOC or in a XST G-code if it came down to it, okay, to begin with. Now, that means it has a level of retention to it. So while they've got both hands on that, I'm going to grab both of their hands with my hand or try to get my hand on my gun to keep it in my holster. And then I'm going to take my other hand and I'm going to bury my thumb up to my knuckle joint in their eye socket. At that point, they should let go at least with one hand. If you cannot, and I don't say, I'm not trying to be funny here. If you're not willing to do everything up to biting, gouging out their eyes, ripping their throat out, whatever it takes to keep them from gaining control of your weapon, please don't carry one. Please don't carry one. The only thing worse than having a crime committed against you is to have a crime committed against you with your own property. Ladies, you guys have fingernails. You can do all kinds of damage to them. I'm not going to go to the ground and try to lay on the gun. That just sounds, you know. Whoever suggests that to me, they're going to have to sit down with me and show me how this works and how I survive it. The main thing is that you don't let them get your gun. That's the main thing. If the gun does come out of the holster, control the muzzle and fight for your life. That's item number one. Item number two. If you have an edged weapon on you, a lot of cops have started carrying inside the waistband knives. Those little, what do they call those little curved knives that I see that's sort of the vogue, the trend right now. Use an edged weapon as a defensive tool if somebody's trying to go for your gun. Be sure to try to keep the gun in the holster because pulling a knife won't work well if the attacker pulls your gun out first and shoots you with it. That's one of the reasons. On your support side of the support side of your body, you can have a knife. You can manipulate a knife that is a straight, it's just a blade. It's not a folding blade, okay? It's a knife. You can bring that out and you can bring it to bear and you can start cutting them on the arms. And once again, the whole thing is to get him to let go. Okay? Knives and guns are two totally different lethal tool options. I sort of like to carry both. And they complement each other famously. If you can't shoot them, then you can stab them. Number three. If you can get to the gun, pull it out of your holster and bring it up on them. Taking the gun out of the holster is neither wrong nor right. Who's this that keeps calling in and dropping off? What is this? Is it the wrong number? I'm giving out the right number, right? 877-807-4048. I'll find out later, I guess. If you remove the gun from the holster and you have a good grip on it and you are controlling the fire control, i.e. the trigger, and you have your hand on the butt of the gun, and they're wrestling for the gun, snatch it out of their hand and hit them across the temple with it. Hit them as hard as you can with it. Swing it like a haymaker and hit them with the gun. Punch them with the gun. When you're doing all of this stuff, don't have your finger on the trigger. Don't do that. If you're going to employ that kind of self-defense, then you really need to be doing some training with a blue gun, and you need to get out there and practice punching a heavy bag with a gun in your hand, because it's going to, this is a different sensation than you're used to. Punching somebody with the muzzle of a semi-automatic pistol, that will chamber the slide. Sometimes it will rack the slide to a certain degree. When you do that, you have to be mindful of that and make sure that you are still in battery if you have to shoot them. Better to hit them with the top of the slide of the gun, like a ridge hand. Those of you that have been in the martial arts, slap them with a ridge hand, except let the slide of the gun, the top of the slide of the gun, be your ridge hand. Does your holster allow you to put your gun back quickly? I'm not really even sure that's a good idea, but perhaps pointing the gun at your attacker might make him run away or fight harder. Either way, you need to be legally justified whether you're going to pistol whip someone, which the author here doesn't recommend, but I would do it. If somebody is trying to fight me for my gun, they don't want it because they just got to have it. They want it because they want to commit a crime. They're committing a crime to commit a crime. I mean, just because they don't have a gun yet doesn't mean they're not dangerous. I mean, they can punch you and do all the things I'm describing to you, quite easily. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. On a frosty Friday night, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in. And listen, if you're going to call this number, please be calling to talk to me. 877-807-4048. I think we've had like four or five wrong numbers. They have been calling looking for another show, right? They're not like trying to sell you some insurance or warranty for your car or something, right? Anyway. But I digress. Larry Bickers. I know Larry. I like Larry. Here's the thing. Larry is sort of a juggernaut out there right now. Larry, in all honesty, okay, this is a guy with a special forces background and a resume. Most of your rock star trainers out there today, they would gut their mothers to have his resume. Larry trains people. He is a completely realistic guy. And the thing about him, though, is that Larry is, you know, he's in business. He has discovered that people like him on the screen, video, TV, whatever. He goes to SHOT Show. Larry has a film crew. So, I mean, Larry goes to SHOT Show. He's all mic'd up and ready to go and everything. All he's got to do is get a mic from his sound man and hand it to somebody else. And, he went to the Ruger booth. And he got snubbed at the Ruger booth. And he went to Facebook to slam the company for this perceived slight. He wrote, I stopped into the Ruger booth today to do a YouTube video on their new polymer frame striker-fired pistol. After getting the runaround, we finally got handed off to a guy that had a chip on his shoulder and had no clue who I was. I'm guessing it was point B that probably made things really, really real for him really, really fast. Because in the words of one person, he went full Witherspoon on him. Most people don't want anybody to go full Witherspoon, but if you're Larry Bickers and you're getting a snub from some temporary hire with a Ruger red shirt on, maybe you do take a slide at that. He writes, so my crew was setting up lights and getting everything ready for filming when the Ruger employee decides a good idea to tell my crew how to do their job and put restrictions on the amount of booth space we had to use for filming. At this point, I pulled the plug on the whole thing and we just packed up and left. And in the blink of an eye, Ruger lost a minimum of 100,000 or more views on my channel on this one product alone. You ever wonder why no special operations or SWAT teams on the entire planet use anything Ruger makes? Now you know why. And the people that follow Larry Vickers will like that. And they will support him the whole way on it, because Larry, lots of people like Larry. I am one of them. Here's the thing about people who do media in this industry, in the gun industry. In the gun industry, until the advent of YouTube, really, all they had available to them to get the word out was write-ups in a magazine and print advertising. With the advent of video, right? With the advent of video, a lot of people, like my friend Such Double Zero, or Tim Harms in the Military Arms Channel, or Hickok 45, or Richard Ryan, Full 30, out there in California. Is it Full 30? Or, you know, there's Full 30, the network. And, I mean, all kinds of guys go out there. They get hired by all kinds of people now to go and film things because they do it. That's what they do on a regular basis. And that part of it is, you know, it's great. It's great for them because now they get something for free. And that's the thing. When Larry Vickers walked up on this Ruger guy. Now, Ruger makes good guns. There are two guns that I've ever owned that were Rugers, and if I could find them today or something very close to it, there's one that I would have to have the exact gun because I had it and then I lost it. But my first gun that was ever my gun was a Ruger single action 357 Magnum Blackhawk, very early one. I think it only had one or two screws when the newer ones had two or three screws. I can't remember. And that was a great gun. It was a great gun. But I got it when I was 18, so I couldn't really keep it. And then another one would be the Ruger P90. I think the Ruger P90 was a fine semi-automatic 45 caliber pistol. They should have made a 10 millimeter with that big old piece of metal, but they didn't. But the 45 was great. Had a couple of little idiosyncrasies. Fine gun anyway. Beyond that, Ruger, while they sell a lot of guns, and they're very well known, and they're very respected, and their semi-automatic line is fine. Their revolver line, I think, is probably a little bit better quality. They're not thought of in the same vein as Smith & Wesson, or Colt, or Glock, or a lot of these companies out there now. As a matter of fact, I know lots of people, I don't know too many people that own Rugers, to be honest with you. And it's not because they're not good, it's just that they're not great, I think. I think that is the big issue with it. Vickers, walking up on them, the guy that slighted him did not know who Vickers was. And if you're going to go to SHOT Show and you're going to work a booth, maybe you should know who the luminaries coming by are, because they're going to give you the free publicity. So I understand him taking umbrage at this. I was going to do something with Chris Costa one time where he was working with Knights Armament at the time. And I went to him and I said, hey, I need some information from you so I can talk with Chris Costa on an even keel. I wanted to know the good questions to ask him. I wanted to, you know, what was new about this and what was coming out on that, where this was and all this other stuff. And they wouldn't work with me. And they still got free publicity because Chris wanted to talk about them. But at the same time, I thought that was rather counterproductive of them to take that slant with me, just like this one is. He even, Vickers posted up a follow-up meme with a takeoff of the Snickers. You aren't you when you are hungry. Ruger has not commented on this incident, and I would not expect Larry Vickers to go out and look for the Tactical Edition Ruger American Pistol anytime soon. I would not expect that. So, I just find that kind of thing interesting. I find the lack of cooperation with some companies stunning. I mean, it is flabbergasting. Or it makes me flabbergasted. Let's use proper diction, shall we? Proper grammar. The part where you get out there and they won't even let you talk to them. They won't even let you talk to them. Other times they will lie to you to get on air with you or to get reviewed by you. And then as soon as they're done and they've got their thing back, if it was a gun view, if they've gotten their time on the air or whatever, and you've sent them your little, they call it an air check, if you send them the little bit of video or the audio that goes along with it, then that part of it goes along and they're gone, and they got it for free. And the only problem is this, nothing, I learned this in the military, nothing in this world is free. And I think that's where a lot of these, I try very hard not to get negative with anybody. There are a couple of players out there that I wouldn't help them out in any way, shape, or form. I wouldn't do it. And they know who they are for the most part. And maybe they don't. I don't know, but it doesn't matter because I just keep getting a little bit bigger every 5 minutes, and they just remain the way they are. And one day I'll be able to say something about them, and I'm never going to get out there and completely try to blacklist somebody. But I will get out there and raise enough questions about what they're doing or what they've got going on to where everybody looks at them a little different from then on. That is the power of media. It is a power that should not be abused. And if you push me to abuse it and to bring it to bear to you, well, you were the idiot that caused that to happen. Quite a few out there that have done it. From time to time, I do it. But in this particular case, Ruger, you messed up. I know everything's, you know, SHOT Show's packed up and out of there now. Everybody's gone. Everybody's headed home. Maybe everybody will forget this. We'll see. Let's go to the third hour, shall we? We'll be right back. Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.